May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Saint Augustine said that, reflecting on today's passage from John's Gospel. And it is exquisitely appropriate that we should hear these words on Mother's Day. Because, as many saints have said, what brought me to the faith was my mother. What kept me in the faith was my mother. And the person I most long to see when my faith brings me home is my mother. For Augustine, his mother, Monica, was in many ways home to him. And that longing for home that we often associate with our mothers can be summed up in Augustine's heartfelt words. Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. What we all seek is the comfort and safety of a place where we are embraced and cherished, a sanctuary, a safe haven where we can leave the cares of the world and of our lives behind. In other words, what we all long for is home. And that's especially true for those who have no home. I know, I've been homeless. And you may think, when you see people living on the street, that they have adapted to having no place that is their own. But when you're homeless, there is no place where they have to take you in. And most of the time, no one wants to take you in. You are utterly ignored, adrift, cut off, not just from a place called home, but cut off from those relationships that provide you with a sense of self, a sense of belonging, a sense that you are loved just for who you are. That's why it's so important that we continue the common table even in the midst of this pandemic, so that those who are homeless may have a brief experience of home that we provide for them. In some ways, the experience of being homeless has framed my whole spiritual life, because what I struggle with is longing and belonging. Longing for and belonging to relationships where I am loved just for who I am. And that's what today's gospel is all about. Scholars call today's gospel Jesus' farewell discourses, because they are the words that Jesus speaks to his disciples before he goes to Gethsemane and is taken away to be arrested, tried, and crucified. But really, this gospel is for all who long for a place called home. Because after Jesus speaks these words, the disciples are about to have their own experience of homelessness. They are about to be cut off from the one in whom they had put all their faith and hope. When Jesus opens his mouth in today's gospel, crucifixion is imminent, and despair is just a few heartbeats away. And yet, in this moment of sorrow, when the way ahead is fraught with darkness and uncertainty, Jesus comforts his disciples. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." This is such a beautiful passage. So beautiful and so hopeful that we tend to hear it most when our hope is lost, when we've lost someone we've loved, just like the 23rd Psalm that we heard last week. But like the 23rd Psalm, this gospel is more than comfort for the dead. It's really about reassurance for the living. Because even though Jesus is leaving his temporary home on earth, he leaves the disciples with a promise, an assurance that they will not be left homeless. He leaves them with a promise that even though he will no longer be with them in the flesh, they will remain connected forever. Jesus is going to prepare a place for them in his Father's house, where they will remain united with him forever, so that where I am, there you may be also, as Jesus says. And what those beautiful words mean for us is this: our true home is with God, and a Jesus who comes from the very bosom of God. God is preparing a place for his disciples in God's home, in God's heart. And I'm not just talking about the world to come. I'm talking about the world that is now. Because our true home, ultimately, is not a place in the next life, but a relationship in this one. A relationship in the very heart of God, made possible by Jesus and made alive in our relationships with one another. Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. And what brings us home, what restores our relationships with one another, is always the same. What brought me home when I was homeless was hope. I woke up one morning on the rooftop of a school where I'd been sleeping and said to myself, I don't want to wake up angry and afraid ever again. So many of us are going through that right now in the world. Waking up angry or afraid, stuck in the places we live that don't always feel like home. Because what makes us feel safe is not the place, but the people. Not the walls that surround us, but the arms that embrace us. That's what makes it feel like home. And so it was for the disciples. They began their Easter experience angry and afraid and with no sense of home. But the promise of the crucified Christ was fulfilled in the presence of the resurrected Jesus. That's why we hear this passage as the season of Easter is just about to be put to bed. There's no longer a crucifixion on our minds because Jesus is risen and death has been conquered. But again, the ascension is just around the corner. Jesus is going. He's going home to the Father, to a place prepared for him, but also to prepare a place for us. And what that means is our calling, our home, is a relationship with God lived out through one another. That is why we read the Acts of the Apostles every week during the season of Easter. Because though Jesus is leaving, he's leaving us with the Holy Spirit to bring joy and hope to those who are also angry and afraid, especially in times like these. Yes, Jesus left, but he left the disciples and us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He left us the gift of his abiding presence. He left us the communion that we share with one another right now, even though we can't see it and taste it in the Eucharist, even though we can't feel it in one another because we can't share the peace. Even though we remain apart, with no doubt restless hearts. The Holy Spirit is present, binding us together as one, so that we might be a gift to one another, to give us all a place that we can call home in our relationships with one another. Jesus has promised that he has gone to prepare a place for us, and our souls remain restless until they find their rest in him. That place, that home, is a person, a God, where we are never alone, for God is with us. Amen.